the legendary voice of Alabama football, Eli Gold, on the line with us. Eli, first of all, thank you so much for your time. You joined us this exact time last year, and we're talking about Jerry Jeudy. So it's the first time in a year that we've spoken. Welcome back to the program, Stokely and myself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good to be back with you, and hopefully Jerry has given you some eye-opening moments over the year.
Well, you know what? He has. It was a complicated season for Jerry.
Sure.
There was some ball security issues. Did you, by the way, before we talk about Pat Surtain, did you see any of those ball security issues from Jeudy when he was at Alabama?
Not really. That was one of the big surprises for me this year. I mean, he'd reach and hang on to everything that was thrown in his neighborhood. So, you know, I don't have to tell you guys. I mean, it's a big world of a difference between college ball and pro ball. And whether it's the nerves, whatever it might be, but don't give up on Jerry Jeudy.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. We're one leg into this race with Jeudy. But Pat Surtain, Eli, you know and have seen Pat Surtain really probably more and know him better than anyone from an on-field standpoint. What type of player did the Broncos get?
Well, you know, it's going to sound weird. Somebody asked me this not too long ago. I said, heck if I know, nobody ever throws in his direction.
Right.
You know, and that's when you look at the numbers, they threw in his general direction 48 times.
Wow.
Which is nothing. And they completed, they being all the opponents, they completed 21 passes against him. So obviously what I say is those numbers are for real, but yes, you know how good he is. He is so good that nobody wanted to throw in his direction. He was able to recover if he got beat, which was rare. He had the speed to close. He had the ability to stay with people as they made their moves and so on. The guy was just outstanding, but literally, nobody threw in his direction. It was one of the strangest things you wanted to see.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you're really good, that's what happens. And Alabama play-by-play announcer Eli Gold is joining us here. Eli, talk about Pat Surtain off the football field. What kind of guy is he off the football field?
Well, you know, nice, good kid. I obviously am of a different generation than he, so we don't hang out together by any stretch. But, you know, on the practice field, it was, and this year it was limited on the practice field because of who was and who wasn't in the bubble. But, you know, it was always, hello, Mr. Gold, you know, that kind of thing. He was always, you know, very, 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 very nice to everybody. The guy was on the list for every single award that was given out in college football, let alone all conference and all America. But you know, he was a finalist for the Bednarik Award and the Nagurski Award and the Thorpe Award and the Lott Award. And the Lott Award is for also not only a great player but for community service. So you know, he is he was outstanding. You talk to all the coaches, he was really the top defender in the Southeastern Conference. I forget which of the pro football magazines it was, or services, they rated him the top cornerback. He allowed 25 yards or fewer in 10 of the 13 games that Bama played.
Wow.
I mean, so we're making, you know, we're talking numbers here that if nobody knew any different, you'd think I was making him up. So he was just an outstanding, outstanding ball player and a nice, nice guy. Obviously has a great pedigree with his dad having played in the NFL. He's just a good young man, and the man can play the game, no doubt about it.
Yeah, when you're talking about SEC football and you're telling me this kid's the defensive player of the year in the conference, a national champion, I mean, I don't know how much more needs to be said, but here's the thing, and I don't think a lot of our listeners know this, that Patrick Surtain was one of 10 Alabama players drafted this past weekend. That's the most ever. That is the most ever. And I'm so curious about one guy in particular, separate from Patrick Surtain. We're going to have a front row seat for Patrick Surtain's immediate future. But Mac Jones, you know, the Broncos needed need a quarterback. I think most people agree on that. It looks like it's going to be a battle between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. But they could have had Mac Jones. Mac Jones and Justin Fields were both on the clock there with the number 9 pick. They end up going Surtain. But you know Mac Jones in the same sort of light as Patrick Surtain. You called every single one of his plays this past season. Do you think the Broncos made a mistake? And what are your expectations for Mac Jones in New England?
I would never say that they made a mistake. That's not for me to say. And when you get Patrick Surtain, you've not made a mistake. You have to prioritize. And I wasn't in that draft room. I don't know what they felt their most pressing need was. Mac is very, very, very good. A hugely intelligent player. Is he the fastest guy on two legs? No. But I'm not comparing him here. I am certainly not putting him on a pedestal like these other guys, but was John Elway the fastest guy? Was Peyton Manning the fastest guy? Heck, is Brady the fastest guy? They all have such world-class abilities, but, you know, people say, well, Mac wasn't the fastest guy. Well, you know, maybe they had to time him with a sundial, but he still won the national championship. And, you know, People always say, well, you know, but he looked at who he had to throw to and look at who he had to hand off to. Well, since when is that a criminal offense
right.
to have great players around you? He had the ability. He had the luxury of throwing to Waddle and to a Heisman Trophy winner in Devontae Smith. He had the luxury of handing off to Najee Harris. He had the luxury of being behind America's top offensive line in college. But you still had to make the plays. You know, I don't care who was out there. You still had to get them the ball. You still had to hang in there. You still had to face pressure. So Mac is an outstanding quarterback. I think he'll thrive in the Patriots system. Because, as has well been documented, that system is near identical to the Nick Saban system because he and Bill Belichick are so close. And he's used to playing for a very demanding head coach. So Mac will do well, but to say that the Broncos made a mistake, no, I couldn't say that. I mean, you've gotten yourselves an absolutely spectacular defensive back. He'll bring, I'm sure, and I must admit, I don't know all of the needs and wants of the Broncos.
Sure.
But you got yourself a guy who is going to cure a lot of what you felt you needed. So don't think you make a mistake. You made a mistake. Not at all.
Well, I love hearing that. I think you're making some of Broncos country feel a little bit better right now driving in their car from someone who knows what he's talking about when it comes to Pat Surtain. Eli Gold, voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide. We really appreciate your time here joining us in consecutive years. Last year, Judy, this year, Surtain. And who knows what's around the corner and what the future will bring. So we will stay in touch, and we thank you for your time today.
My pleasure always. Have yourselves a wonderful season, and you'll enjoy Patrick. He's a wonderful young man.
Thanks, Eli.
Can't wait. Thanks, Eli.
See you guys.
All right. There he goes. Awesome. Legendary sportscaster in the Alabama Hall of Fame.